Hey, it's time again for Checkoff Chat, program brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars. And remember, dairy farmers, that involves you as well. We're also partnered up with our friends from the Equity Cooperative Livestock Association, proud sponsor of Checkoff Chats. Remember, visit equitycoop.com for all your livestock marketing needs. And we're going to introduce you to a new voice here on Checkoff Chats. Tammy Wiedenbeck's in Southwest Wisconsin. She's involved in the beef industry and most recently was asked to serve on the Cattlemen's Beef Board on behalf of Wisconsin and even elevated to the executive committee. Congratulations on that, Tammy. We'll get to it in just a little bit. First of all, tell us a little bit about your background. How'd you get involved with the Beef Council and in turn now the Cattlemen's Beef Board?
Sure. I'm from a family farm that's been in the family since 1836. So my background dates quite a bit back in the agriculture industry. Grew up in Lancaster on a beef and crop operation, farming with my brother and my parents. Went to school at UW-Platteville there, continued my passion for agriculture and animal science and communications. So I've recently changed industries as far as job goes, work for Bug Tussle, which is an internet company now. So it's been a great experience sharing my agriculture passion with that industry, but then also having that broad background when going to the Cattlemen's Beef Board and sharing my experiences with all of them.
Yeah, now Tammy was telling me that although they just recently had a convention down in New Orleans, in reality, you were introduced to the Cattlemen's Beef Board, started getting some working knowledge on everything that's going on with that group earlier this summer in Denver. Tell me about that.
Sure. I, to be honest, didn't know a lot about what the Beef Checkoff had to offer. And then I got appointed to the Cattlemen's Beef Board where we went out to Denver for our new member orientation. That was very eye-opening. We learned again where dollar per head is collected and paid by producers on all cattle and calves sold. Here in Wisconsin, 50 cents stays in the state and 50 cents goes to the national program. I thought it was pretty cool that it was established in 1985 in the Farm Bill, and it became mandatory and it was approved by farmers and ranchers. So a lot of those funds are collected and used to drive the growth and demand of beef products that are delicious and that we all work so hard to raise with those cattle on our farms and ranches. So you could serve on six different committees. You have the consumer trust, domestic marketing, international marketing, safety and product innovation, stakeholder engagement, or the nutrition and health committee. So it's a really great experience, and I got to meet a lot of beef farmers and ranchers from across the country.
Well, and you stepped up and said that you wanted to be a part of that health committee. Tell me a little bit more on what motivated you to try to lean in that direction, Tammy.
I chose the Nutrition Health Committee for a couple different reasons. After a surgery I had, I kind of struggled with digestion and food issues. I got sick of people telling me what I could and couldn't eat or what I should try or just having a diet of one specific item or another. And I've done a lot of work and research on my own health and well-being, getting tested for food sensitivities and did a 3x4 genetic test, which showed me that I'm more sensitive to salt and specific foods. And I've actually shared that information with some of our contractors for the Cattlemen's Beef Board and how that can affect the research that they're doing on beef and individual diets.
Interesting. That's talk about a turnabout fair play and contributing right out of the chute. That's something interesting. So tell me a little bit more about, that first exposure to everything the Cattlemen's Beef Board has got going on. You mentioned didn't necessarily know a lot going in, but man, it must have been pretty impressive to you in that first meeting.
Oh, definitely. There's 101 members from across the country. So just getting that different perspective from people in different states. There's a lot of differences that go on, but we all share that common passion and goal and really value the hard work that goes behind that beef product that we see in the stores. the Cattlemen's Beef Board, their purpose is kind of manage the collection of those dollars. And we've got 9 contractors and 3 subcontractors that can all submit and present requests for funding. And what they're doing is research and a lot of different projects that are trying to promote exports, imports, and anything that we can do to demand the growth of that beef product.
Yeah, right. Now, it must have been a lot to take in all at once. Were there certain contractors, certain projects that really automatically jumped to your attention, Tammy? Like we said, as kind of a first time exposed to everything, all the working parts, were there any particular projects that really caught your attention right away?
Yeah, they, down in New Orleans, actually, they presented on some of the highlights going on with the beef checkoff, updates on the research that they're doing, committee specific information. They are exploring how beef can be introduced in the diet as young as 6 months of age. They have partnerships with NASCAR and different athletic teams, so that was pretty cool to hear about. They have new technologies going on, like a meat demand monitor. They also have on-the-farm STEM programs, which are resources to science teachers that they can use in their classrooms. And they also talked about how South Korea loves American beef. So that was interesting to hear. And they're one of our top importers of American beef.
Yeah, yeah. Tammy Wiedenbeck along with us. She's one of the fresh new faces on the Cattlemen's Beef Board's Executive Committee representing Wisconsin. This is Checkoff Chats, again, courtesy of Your Beef Checkoff Dollars and our partnership with Equity Cooperative Livestock. So, Tammy, tell me a little bit about what happens from here. What are you looking forward to next? Like we said, you're kind of drinking through a hose here trying to take up all this information so quick.
Sure. Our next meeting is in April, where the new members will be meeting again, and we will be out there meeting new faces, working with contractors and seeing what else they have in store for us. If you want to learn more about the Beef Board, you can go to beefboard.org. The Drive in 5, which they are videos on YouTube, they talk a lot about what our committee is doing, or beeftips.com is your resource for the Wisconsin Beef Council.
Yeah, kind of nice to know that Wisconsin's got, what did we say, 2 representatives on the Cattlemen's Beef Board, or more than that?
There are 4 representatives, and 2 of us are on the executive committee for the Cattlemen's Beef Board.
So you're ready to answer questions if people come across you as we get ready with springtime activities, huh?
Oh, you bet. I enjoy a challenge, and I got a different background to bring to the table, so I'm excited to see what it has in store.
Well, excellent. We are so glad that she stepped up and got involved. Again, that's Tammy Wiedenbeck. She's down in southwest Wisconsin, and now she is our new Wisconsin face on the Cattlemen's Beef Board Executive Committee. Like she said, all kinds of projects going on behalf of Your Beef Checkoff Dollars, research, promotion, education, all encompassed in those efforts. You want to find out more, like she said, beefboard.org. You can also find out what's happening right here in Wisconsin. Beeftips.com will share stories, recipes, and what's coming up there. And of course, we also appreciate the partnership with Equity Cooperative Livestock. Remember, if you're looking for livestock marketing needs, a little market access, then please go to equitycoop.com. Tammy Wiedenbeck along with us, representing Wisconsin on the Cattlemen's Beef Board Executive Committee. And that is Checkoff Chats.